Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. There's a post at blockclubchicago.org, Chicago's latest unofficial neighborhood map. Some interesting comments about it. Let's talk to Stephanie Lule from Block Club about this. What's different about this map, Stephanie?
Yes, good morning, Bob. This is a project we've been working on a while. Many of the listeners might know that Chicago has an official community area map made in the 1920s that identifies the city's 77 community areas, but it doesn't have an official neighborhood map. Last year, University of Chicago researchers set out to make a new unofficial neighborhood map mapped by residents by asking Chicagoans to draw their neighborhood boundaries. They got more than 5,500 responses from across the city, identifying more than 100 neighborhoods, and we published a story about it back in December. And as you can imagine, Chicagoans had a lot to say about the new boundaries. For example, the map around downtown showed that there were 8 distinct neighborhoods, like the West Loop, River North, Gold Coast, and Cabrini Green, but Fulton Market and Greektown that you might have expected to be on the map didn't make the cut. We were really interested in what the maps revealed. So in more than a dozen stories, we spoke to locals, historians, and other neighborhood experts about the results.
So ultimately, will a new map be issued? Will we get a new official Chicago neighborhood map from the city?
Listen, this is an unofficial project out of the University of Chicago at this point, but it is important to note that the community area map was made by University of Chicago researchers back in 1920, and the city ended up adopting it, so you never know.
Mm-hmm. And they're all, it seems like you get new neighborhoods, West Loop, Fulton Market, relatively new, and then you get neighborhoods changing names, too, sometimes, don't you?
Right, and as you know, a lot of that's driven by real estate marketing. A new area becomes hot, or the realtors want it to become hot, and it gets a new name.
Yeah, somebody comes up with a new marketing name. Let's talk about the Woodlawn Bank redevelopment and what's going on the south side.
Yeah, and Woodlawn plans to redevelop the former Washington Park National Bank building have changed so many times over the years. Locals have long wanted something to pop back up in this spot. Now a developer is back with a new plan to turn it into a building with offices, shops, and on the first floor it would actually house the area's public library, all while preserving the beautiful old facade. And if all goes well, the building could reopen in 2027.
They're going to meet about this February the 18th at the Coleman Branch Library, Alderman Taylor and the developers. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that, won't it?
Yes.
Now let's also talk about the list you've got at blockclubchicago.org for Super Bowl Sunday. Tell us how you compiled this list. You've got some highlights at Chicago area bars, right?
Yeah, the Super Bowl is almost upon us, and with the Bears long out of the running, you might as well pack in with some Chiefs or Eagles fans to watch the game. Chicago is home to a number of great local bars that pledge allegiance to the Chiefs or Eagles. Our story dives into how they became Chiefs or Eagles bars, too. So, for example, Tunes on Southport, they started rooting for the Chiefs because a few bar goers stumbled in looking for a bar with the NFL Sunday package. Back then, it was harder to find the games. They kept showing up, and now one actually owns the bar. Beck's Chicago is also going to be packed with Chiefs fans. And if you're rooting for the Eagles, the Reveler in Roscoe Village or Rebel and Rye in River West are your spots.
And it is interesting to read about these bars, find out how they became spots for either Chiefs or Eagles fans. And in some cases, the owners of these establishments are either from Kansas City or Philadelphia, aren't they?
Right. That's right, Bob.
And you can see the whole list if you go to blockclubchicago.org, and I think you're going to get some suggestions as well. Maybe a few more a few more Eagles bars to hang out at. Stephanie Lule, Block Club Chicago. Thank you, Stephanie. You have a good day.